Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do you struggle to stop yourself checking your emails when you're on annual leave? Well, despite our best intentions, apparently half of us cannot switch off when we're on holidays. We always pick up the phone and log in to check our email account. So how do we manage to stop ourselves? 1800 453 106, that's the number. Barbara's with me on the line today because, Barbara, you work from home. How have you managed to create boundaries and know when to switch off from work?
Well, it took me years to get to this point, Andrea, I have to say, because, you know, I remember years ago going holiday, always worried about coming back to a pile of emails or problems or issues, or and you'd be doing all this work beforehand to have your handover notes done, and you'd be wondering what office. And I think the problem nowadays is we're literally bringing our work with us because it's in our phone. It's the WhatsApp pings, it's the email pings. It's getting that discipline to mute and set up, you know, alerts that you're not going to actually touch that phone because you so need it. We're always on nowadays. It is really hard to switch off, but it took me years to realise the value of, you know, that time. It's like if you have a racehorse, you can't put it in every race and hope it's going to win. You need to rest it to make sure that it's able to continue. And I think it's just really hard nowadays, especially with the accessibility to our work life on our devices and laptops and phones, that it's just that bit harder, but it's so, so important.
Yeah, this is research carried out by the recruitment specialist Robert Walters, and they found that 8 in 10 professionals feel anxious about coming back to a clogged up inbox after their holidays. 43% say they're checking their emails just to try and stay on top of anything that's urgent, which it's easy to see how people do that when you're self-employed, Barbara.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you have to, if you're self-employed, you do have to obviously keep an eye on things or have things arranged in a certain way to allow you to take a break. But if you're working, like I worked for most of my career in the normal 9-to-5 job in an office. And again, that deluge of emails that people come back to, this, you know, because emails have become prolific in the workplace environment. And, you know, some people are just fantastic. I've known some people who said that they've come back from their break and they've literally just deleted all the unanswered emails, didn't even read them. And their mantra was, if it's really important, they'll come back to me, they'll email me again. But I think it is a lot of times with the workplaces, it's down to the culture of the company, whether or not people, you know, feel this kind of sense they have to be digitally present at all times. And it's very difficult then. People have this FOMO that when they're away, is something happening. At the end of the day, unless you're actually doing heart surgery, no job is heart surgery.
That's very true. I was just going to bring in Larissa Feeney there, Barbara, for a moment, because Larissa's the CEO of Kinnore and you're a fully remote company. Is there more pressure on people who are fully remote or working from home, Larissa, to check in on the emails on a regular basis?
I think as the previous speaker said, actually, Andrea, it is down to the culture of the company. So what does the company expect? So for me, I have to wear two hats. I'm a business owner and I'm an employer. And as an employer, we don't have a culture internally of sending or replying after hours. But that means we can use technology to our advantage. Say, for example, if something comes into my head and I want to message somebody in case I forget it, I can send a message on Teams, but schedule send it. So it doesn't appear on their side until whenever they're back at their desk. And the same for emails. And using little tools like that can really help to make sure that you're not interrupting somebody else's evening or somebody else's annual leave, you know?
Yeah, so it's leave should be there to offer colleagues some kind of respite. But I imagine as the business owner, it's very, very hard, yeah, surely, to clock out.
It is. It's really hard. And it's also, not only is it very hard, but actually I also feel I have a responsibility on some level not to, if that makes sense, because it's my responsibility. It's my business. I have a responsibility to my team, to my clients. I just can't. I don't have the luxury of disappearing. Now, being a business owner comes with a lot of advantages, but the ability to switch off completely is not one of them. That's why I love the Christmas break, Andrea, because that's the one time of the year where the office and, you know, it shuts down completely.
Yeah.
So I really can switch off. But at all other times of year, yes, you can, you know, you put up boundaries and at the end of the day, you can do your best. And I've got much better over the years. But that responsibility is still there. And I can't, you can't switch that off.
Mark Fennell is a life coach. Mark's joining us as well, Larissa. Like, I thought it was quite interesting, the bit about, you know, the fact that 8 and 10, Mark, feel anxious about coming back to the clogged up inbox. Is it just that we feel sometimes, you know, out of sight, out of mind, that people feel there is a kind of an urgency to reply?
Yeah, and I think bottom line is the psychology behind it is we're looking for reassurance or we're looking for a reward. And what that means is when we get emails done, there's a sense of reward system in our brain, slight hit of dopamine. Oh, I got something done. Oh, the inbox is all answered. So we get the reward. But when we're away from that, it's a case of reassurance. What we actually want is to know that everything's okay. And obviously, if we don't check out, you know, that potential threat that could be sitting in the inbox, we then start to get anxiety the longer it's left, thinking, oh, there could be something wrong. I wonder, is everyone all right? I hope everything's grand. We go back to the inbox, we dip in for a few seconds, and then we're reassured, oh, everything's okay. And if you're a business owner, obviously your business is your baby. Look, I've been self-employed for 20 years, so I know all about it. You know, and a lot of clients I work with who would be CEOs and business owners, they really struggle with it because the thought of, oh, I haven't been on the inbox for 3 days. I know the rest of the staff know this, but what if there's something else? It's the what if I just dip in for a minute and put out a few fires if I need. So there is that constant draw back to the inbox. But one of the things that we can do to kind of counter that is to understand that if you want to perform at your best, you have to untie yourself from the inbox. And this is where I know, obviously, it's easier said than done, but you will only be at your best. It's like this. Sometimes what we tend to do is we go into the inbox as a way of procrastinating because we don't want to have to do that big task. Oh, I'll jump in the inbox for a while. That'll justify my few errors and I'll be able to put off a bigger task that wasn't inbox related.
Are colleagues good, do you think, at respecting other people's time when they're on leave?
I generally see, it depends on the company culture, like the other caller mentioned there. It's you lead from the top and you lead by example. I think it depends on the culture. If you have a boss that doesn't mind sending the text at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, the rest of the people are going to do it. And likewise, the boss is on holidays, he'll get the text as well. So it starts from the top, but also I will say people will row in with what is the norm. And so you kind of have to, if it's happening, it's kind of, well, how did it start? And are you guilty of it too? You do have to look at these systems. Because when it comes to high performance or whatever you want to call it, or just basically having systems in place, if it's generally for lack of system that things fail and people contact them. Because look, you can be tied to an inbox and a Slack feed and a WhatsApp group and a Teams 24/7 if you allow yourself. And this is the problem. You know, computers work that way, but humans don't. You have to get the space because your nervous system's going to struggle if you don't.
Yeah, the other side of this, Barbara, like if your boss or your manager sends you an email despite the fact you're on holidays, you do, well, I don't know, I would feel under pressure to reply to it.
Mm. And I've been there in the past where, you know, a boss would email and like that culture started to creep in when it was convenient to them, but they didn't use those scheduling tools. And, you know, they would think that if they send something on a Friday night and they were talking about it on Monday morning, that there was something that they mentioned last week. But in actual fact, it wasn't even in the working hours. And I did fall into that trap. But like that, you're never off. And then eventually that does catch up with you. I mean, as humans, we've only been doing this kind of work for less than 100 years, from thousands of years of humanity. We're not yet caught up to the pace of, you know, this constantly on and the deluge of emails. I'm old enough as a Gen Xer to remember when we used to send faxes and letters. And the idea now that you can send an email at one button, it was supposed to make things more convenient. But I think what's happened is the pace has got faster and companies have less people but doing an awful lot of things at a much faster pace. And I think people do get burnout. And what you end up having then is great people in organisations leaving and churning over because, you know, you can't get that break. You can't get that kind of time to yourself. The problem and difference nowadays is years ago, you clocked off at 5 o'clock, you came home. Now your office is in your pocket on the way home. You're checking the email on the commute. You're checking in the evening time. So you're never actually giving your brain that rest. And therefore, you're not going to be as productive in your job.
Yeah, the phones just make everything so much more accessible and probably so much harder to say, no, I'm not replying to your bloody email. Barbara, Mark Fennell, Larissa Feeney, thanks a million to you all for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.